Aircheckdownloads.com.
No Doubt It's My Life on Beacon Morning. I'm John. I tried to follow the boxing yesterday. There was a slap before the fight. There's a big fight after the fight. There wasn't any actual fighting going on in the ring, more outside. If you're watching the David Haye and Chisora kind of press conference, you'll know that that's, well, that's heated. I don't know if you've seen the video this morning on YouTube, but yeah, don't watch it if there's kids around. Lots of swearing and bad things happening. Blimey, that's sportsmanship for you. Go check it out this morning if you haven't already. On the way, got some Ed Sheeran, Stereophonics, and Coldplay. Has been snowing this morning. We'll get a full update in the news next here on Beacon. Made in the Black Country on 97.2 FM and DAB. This is Beacon.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Dan Dawson.
This is Beacon. Today's best music mix. Best.
90s.
Today, you get a bit of everything, really.
Woo! The Black Country. Black Country. This is Beacon. The Black Country.
I will love you better now.
Ed Sheeran and Lego House on Beacon Morning. I'm John, 16 minutes past 8.
Walk of the Black Country with the University of Wolverhampton.
Now, I know the concept of walking right now, maybe if you just peeked outside your window, is completely alien. Walking in this weather, 10 miles, I do not think so. However, let me break this concept to you, okay? This is one I had to get my own head around last week. This Walk of the Black Country we're doing in June. In June? June the 10th is the date. Here's a phrase that I haven't heard in a very long time. I need to pause the music as well. Shorts and t-shirts. I know, haven't heard those words for a very long time, but they are coming, and that is coming probably in time with Walk of the Black Country. You can get up, get out there in a t-shirt, not feel too cold. It's going to be a glorious atmosphere, because last year we raised over $100,000, and it's back this year. Walk of the Black Country with the University of Wolverhampton, Sunday, 10th of June. I can see and feel the sunshine already, the smell of fresh cut grass, and the party carnival atmosphere. That is the Walk of the Black Country. It's a walk. It's not a race. It's 10 miles. It's from Himley Hall to Wolverhampton Racecourse. And it's once again raising money for Promised Dreams and the Dudley and Wolverhampton Mayoral Charities. So, if you want to be in with this, if you're already itching to get your shorts and t-shirt on and you just are willing on that warm weather, you can sign up today. I know it seems like a while off, but once you've done it, you've done it, you've signed up, you've pledged it, you said you're going to do it, then you can enlist all your mates. So put your name down first, that's your first step. Get on to beaconradio.co.uk/walk, where you can sign up for free. There's no admin fees in this walk. All the money will go to the charities. Go on. If you've got 5 minutes this morning, it won't take long. Get online, warm up your hands, get the kettle on, and sign up for Walk of the Black Country online as soon as possible. Appreciate that. Thank you. Looking forward to the T-shirts already. On the way, Jesse J and the Stereophonics pick a part that's new next here on Beacon.
The A to Z of Fresh and Emma.
Stereophonics and pick a part that's new on Beacon, 24 minutes past 8. Hello, I'm John. You know, as everybody loves David Beckham, ladies, your hearts will melt this morning. If you see the picture of David Beckham, he's collecting an award for how well he dresses. Now, it was voted by loads of kids who watch the Cartoon Network. So he's gone up to accept this award called This Is How I Roll Award. Cute. But he's taken up Little Cruz with him. Little Cruz Beckham's gone up there. And you know him. He's the younger one who looks like he's always going to do something stupid. Like he's just going to go. You know, him and Smarties would never ever mix. So Little Cruz has stood there on stage looking like he's defiantly going to jump off like a rocket. He's like, ear! You can see the energy in his eyes. And David Beckham is doing that parental thing. I've seen this done many a times before, where the parent, the dad, the mom, will just put their hand, their fingers on his scalp, just to, you know, just hold him there, like, I can move your head if I wanted to, I'm in control of this. It's David Beckham's ounce of control on stage. It's a really, I don't know, cute image of a father and a son on stage. He's got his hand just on his son's head, like, just stay there. You might do it to your pets as well, like, stay, just don't do anything while I'm accepting this award. So instead of grabbing his hand or just putting his hand around his neck or anything, he's just got his hand on his head like, yeah, you just stay there, little son. It's a beautiful image. You've got to see it this morning. Talking of award ceremonies, these guys are looking forward to the Brits, apparently, because they're up against Adele in lots of categories, and they don't think they'll win against Adele. It's a tough call, isn't it? Coldplay, they're heavyweights, really, but Adele just picked up 6 Grammys last week and is on top of the world. Should be interesting. Really looking forward to the Brits this week. Oh, my God, that's covering quick. This is brand new from Coldplay, Charlie Brown on Beacon. Stole a key. 8:32, this is Beacon. We're waking up to a bit of snow, a dusting, if you will. There's 116 people talking about that exact topic on our Facebook group right now. You can find it on facebook.com/Beacon Radio. Morning to Caroline Morris. She says, snow in Bloxwich, Walsall, but not much. I need more. Do you really? Do you, it's back to school next week, isn't it? It's the end of the half term, which I know was bookended by a bit of snow either side. Like it. Thanks, weather gods. Hello to Beverly Anderton. Lots of snow in Much Wenlock. They were all, it's always snowing in Much Wenlock. It's permanent snow, isn't it? Kidding. Morning to Emma Brain in Kings Winford. She says there's a tiny bit there. Lorraine Palmer saying snow in Pelsall. Molly James, snow in Telford. Marilyn Esterbrook, snow in Trench. We've got some snow in Tiverdale. Hopefully enough for sledging, says Natalie Field. Don't know about that. It has kind of frozen since it snowed, so you might have a few goes on it, but after that, I reckon the snow, it won't be good for sledging. That's what I'm saying. But loads of people on there talking about it. The funniest comment we had this morning, let me find this for you. It's cute on toast. It's from Mark. And basically, he's got 3 kids. They're all on bunk beds. And the first kid at the very top must have peeked out of the window and looked at the snow. He's then told the other kids on the other bits of the bunk bed to tell them. Now, the youngest kid at the very bottom of the bunk bed is crying, thinking Santa hasn't been again. He needs sleep. Mark Birchall, that's a really funny story. Kids associating snow with Christmas and going, where's my presents? Oh, you're going to have to explain that one. Awesome. On the way, got some Lloyd and Adele, the lady of the moment, singing Set Fire to the Rain, next here on Beacon.
Weekend breakfast on Beacon. The best mix of the 80s, 90s and today. This is Beacon.
Here's an idea. Enjoy the finer things in life.
Beautiful song, Tracy Chapman and Fast Car on Beacon Morning. I'm John. 8:45, quarter to the Hall of Fame. More on that in a second, though, but we are going retro classic. Yes! This morning, if you open your curtains, you'll be like, what? How did that happen? Bit of snow, bit of a dusting this morning. It's not too bad, you know. Looking at your garden and out your front window and down your estate and on your drive and stuff, it looks terrible, but when you get to the main roads, generally okay. Do take care, though. You know, keep an eye on it. We'll do a bit more of a flurry between now and 9:20, but I don't think it's going to be much. Just a little sprinkling. You probably won't even notice it. Now, yesterday it was the funeral of Whitney Houston. Looked like a highly charged event. Bobby Brown was seen storming out the church shortly before the service began. He gave a statement afterwards saying, I fail to understand why security treated my family this way. Something to do with seating arrangements, and they moved him, and then placed him next to his daughter, then moved him again, and then he just stormed out. Her boyfriend Ray J reached out and touched the casket when it was led out. Kevin Costner apparently did this really emotional, just awesome speech. Everybody was just in tears, because he just put it exactly how everybody was thinking it. I've yet to hear it, but everybody, it's like a stuff of legend. Alicia Keys was there. She was remembering her friend and cousin Dionne Warwick officiated the ceremony. So it looked like a really lovely affair. And it went on for 4 hours as well. Loads of people having their say and singing their songs and paying tribute. And Clive Davis summed it up. He said, you wait a lifetime for a voice like that to come along. He's right, isn't he? Sad stuff, the funeral yesterday, but we move on, and it looked like it was a lovely affair, and I hope Bobby Brown's alright, because seating arrangements, they, you know, must have got on his nerves and pushed him over the edge, but he'll be okay. It's a big thing happening, and there's loads of pictures of the casket being driven down the road. You'll see it in the glossy magazines this week, and lots of beautiful flowers, and a great memory and a great sentiment. So I think, on the whole, it went as well as a funeral could go. On the way, got some Bruno Mars and The Calling, Wherever You'll Go. We're doing those next here on Beacon.
Go then, Churchill, you'll go.
I spy.
Aircheckdownloads.com.